This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Aggressive behavior may be bullying. You know, it depends on what's happened, but now that schools are opened, you know, your kids might come home in a different mood. There might be some signs that they're being bullied at school or that they are the bully at school, but these are things and red flags you need to be watching out for. My guest today is Dr. Robert Segi. He's a practicing pediatrician and chief of the Division of Family and Child Advocacy at Boston University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Segi. Bullying, school year's up. What is the first thing that we should be looking for in our children that might signal that they are getting bullied at school?
Well, the first thing is that if your child is unenthusiastic about school or seems to be afraid or develops some, tummy aches and things like that when it's time for school, it's time to really ask her what's going on or ask him what's going on. Some hints about that parents can ask is ask about friendships, who they eat with at lunch if they're, you know, in the cafeteria. Are there children who are in your class who are mean? So it's very difficult to ask a child, are you being picked on? But if you ask them, is there somebody in your classroom who's really mean? That's one way to get at it. But generally, the kids who are become the targets of bullies are often reluctant to go to school and seem sort of unenthusiastic and afraid.
Okay, so they don't want to go to school. They seem unenthusiastic, a little bit afraid. You open those lines of communication. You ask them. Maybe they're reluctant to tell because they think if they tell anybody, it's going to get worse. Plus, maybe they're a little bit, like victims of abuse are, embarrassed that this is happening to them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, particularly if it escalates to the point where you see your child has bruises or there's, or they lose their lunch money or those sort of things, then you need to step it up a little bit. But the kind of ways that you can cue a child in is you can say things like, as I suggested, either the kids who are mean in your school, it doesn't get at their shame, because that's a pretty open-ended question. Also, what bullies do is they try to socially isolate a child. So another way to ask them is to figure out if they're included in friendship circles in their school. And particularly, girls work hard at socially isolating their targets. And the other thing is parents can talk about their experience as a child. You know, when I was in third grade, there was a kid named Willie who was really, really mean to me or something like that. So they realize that you might perhaps get it. And finally, it may be appropriate to talk to the school and see if they have an idea of what's going on. The other thing I want to mention, though, is that sometimes children think, because the bullies tell them, that explaining to an adult what's going on is tattling or somehow violating a code among kids. And that's really a way the bullies have of reinforcing their own behavior. And sometimes parents may need to say directly, you know, sometimes when kids are picking on other kids, they try to scare them into not getting help. Because one of the things that's classic about bullies is boy bullies are usually bigger, sometimes a little bit older than their targets, and girls are usually more socially adept than their targets. So the victims feel pretty powerless in that situation. And when the bully is able to say, no, don't do this, that's a horrible thing, then that further reinforces their helplessness. And giving children hints about what's the difference between standing up for yourself and tattling, that can be very useful.
When, as a parent, do you contact the school and or, as some parents want to do, another parent? If your kid comes forward and says, Johnny was bullying me, you know, he cornered me, or he was throwing a ball at me, or he was teasing me, you know, when do you confront the other parent and say, hey, you know what, your kid is really making my kid feel uncomfortable, and when do you take it to the school instead? Do you ever take it to the other parent?
I think you have to be cautious about taking it to the other parent. One thing that we've learned through years of research on bullying is it's not uncommon for bullies themselves to live in households where there's abuse or neglect or domestic violence, and that often the bullies have their own set of issues at home. And as another parent, you may or may not know about the other child's own issues, which doesn't excuse the bullying behavior, but you can actually be counterproductive. So I always suggest that parents go to the school and make their concerns clear. Now, in the United States, every state requires every school district to have an anti-bullying program. So your school district will have resources for parents who are concerned that their children are either bullies or targets of bullies, and they will be able to have some resources to help you. They're required to have a plan for that, and that's now the law in every state in the union.
Well, and I know that they are having also anonymous, you know, reports where you can report anonymously that your child was bullying, and I've had to do that once. So that, you know, people, the kid doesn't feel that you're tattling or that they're going to be labeled a tattle, you know, as they start going around school. Now, coping with that with your children, you've contacted the school, you've talked to your child. How do you, are there ways, Dr. Seggy, we don't have a lot of time, but to keep your child from being bullied?
Yeah, so what people who have studied bullying notice is that the bullies go around at the beginning of the school year and they pick on a bunch of kids, and then they find the ones whose reactions they find to be most gratifying. So that's one area. So one thing I always talk to parents about, if they think their child is a target, to find a different social environment where their child can be successful, because that will teach your child more than any words that parents can provide, that the problem is the bully's problem, not the target's problem. So it may be a Sunday school activity or a scouts program or martial arts or some other environment where the child's going to be with a different group of kids and can experience social success. And I think that in terms of providing resilience for your child while the school figures out how to deal with it, having them be in a situation where they can be at least moderately successful is way, way the most important thing you can do for a child as they're developing, so they learn that they can handle it.
Okay, because I think that the coping strategies, and as you said, martial arts, things that will teach your child confidence. So in those first weeks, they're not, the bully is going around seeing who's an easy mark, that kid is not going to be an easy mark and will stand up for themselves and maybe even, luckily, stand up for other kids too.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said the second part, because the way schools work on bullying prevention is really activating all the kids in the classroom who are neither bullies nor targets, so that the classroom ends up having a feeling of we stand up for our own. And it's just weird when a stronger kid picks on a weaker kid. And that can change the social dynamic in the classroom and dramatically reduce bullying, because it's just not cool anymore. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, and I think that that's an important point as well. And I know that my daughter, who's a tiny little peanut, once stood up for someone who wasn't able to stand up for themselves. And I was so proud of her. She just put herself right there in between the bully and this other person on the basketball court. And I was so proud of her for doing that. It's a little dangerous, maybe. You know, you could get hurt yourself, but still, as parents, we need to teach our children that confidence and self-esteem so that they can help those be part of the solution and not the problem. We only have a half a minute left. Your best advice, Dr. Seggy, on bullying in this school year?
If your child is a target of a bully, you need to keep the child safe in school and at the same time teach them effective coping strategies and confidence so they'll be able to stand up for themselves. If the school says that your child is a bully, take it seriously, because one thing we know as pediatricians is in the long run, children who are bullies actually have a much harder time making the transition to adulthood than their targets do. So that can be a real wake-up call for parents to teach their child effective behavior together with the schools.
That's what it's all about, teaching our children. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer site, healthychildren.org. You're listening to the award-winning Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.